The supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to. It is content with the low places that people disdain. Thus, it is like the Tao. This podcast sponsor is Liquid IV Festival. Use promo code DailyTaoist at checkout for 20% off. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect both their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in 50 plus countries around the world. The Hydration Multiplier is a great tasting, non-GMO electrolyte drink mix powered by cellular transport technology to deliver hydration to the body faster and more efficiently than water alone. One stick contains 3 times the amount of electrolytes of traditional sports drinks with 5 essential vitamins. The energy multiplier is designed to enhance the rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into the body. Translation: more fuel for life's adventures. Liquid IV Sleep is a great tasting, non-GMO, nighttime drink mix utilizing the same science of cellular transport technology found in their groundbreaking Hydration Multiplier product, this time designed to enhance rapid absorption for their sleep blend into the body. It's festival season around the corner, and planning for a faster, efficient hydration is essential. Let Liquid IV cover you while you prep before, power through to the headliner, and recover after the weekend. What do I love most about Liquid IV? There's the convenient packaging, how it makes me feel on a daily basis. My 2 favorite flavors are Pina Colada and Tropical Punch, and not to mention their sleep blend, which helps me get a good night's rest. 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you for 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. There are 12 delicious, refreshing flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting. They contain 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. And with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, they are made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Not to mention, Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. They partner with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect both their water and their futures. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DailyTaoist at checkout. Again, that's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DailyTaoist at liquidiv.com. Namaste from Will Nemo. Cheers. Welcome back to the Daily Taoist with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. Today, I will be talking about the 25th verse of the Tao, which is entitled Living from Greatness. There was something formless and perfect before the universe was born. It is serene, empty, solitary, unchanging, infinite, eternally present. It is the mother of the universe. For lack of a better name, I call it the Tao. I call it great. Great is boundless. Boundless is eternally flowing, ever flowing. It is constantly returning. Therefore, the way is great. Heaven is great. Earth is great. People are great. Thus, to know humanity, to understand Earth, to know Earth, understand heaven. To know heaven, you must understand the way. To know the way, understand the greatness within yourself. Living from greatness. Many of the scholars who have written about the Tao Te Ching over the centuries consider this 25th verse to be one of the most significant lessons in the entire manuscript. In my research, all the translations of this passage actually include the word great to describe it. This verse tells the story that even before the beginning, there existed something formless and perfect. It goes on to say that this formless perfection is the mother of the universe. Even though it's nameless, it's called the Tao, and it is synonymous with what is great. That is, there is nothing within the Tao that is the opposite of great. There's nothing that is puny, insignificant, weak, unimportant, or even average. The story that appears to want the reader to realize that there is a pure, timeless energy that is within everything on the planet, and that what remains uncontaminated by the solid appearance of form. The conclusion is a directive to the student, who is you, the reader. To know this formless perfection, you must understand the greatness within yourself. You are the perfect central character in this wonderful saga. Since you're animated by the eternal Tao, this tale's message of greatness invites you to change the way you live and to see the life you're living change. You can begin to do so by examining thoughts and ideas that are inconsistent with this phenomenal observation made by Lao Tzu, which has been echoed by others throughout his history. In her book, The Journey, which was published in 1954, Lillian Smith describes it like this: the need that one feels every day of one's life, even though one does not acknowledge it, to be related to something bigger than oneself, something more alive than oneself, something bigger and something not yet born, that which will endure through time. That enduring something conforms your greatness, your absolute connection to the infinite. There is a sense of being permanently aligned with a sort of senior partner that is greatness itself. Lao Tzu advises you to notice the planet, its people, and the heavens and see greatness. Next, look at yourself and see that you're a component of it all. That is, befriend what appears to be the great mystery of creation by discovering the greatness within you. Then bask in the joy of noting the greatness you share with heaven and earth and all of its people. By persistently hanging on to your own greatness heritage, you ensure that the always present Tao is consciously available. From a perspective of greatness, only greatness can emerge from you. From an inner perspective of inferiority, you can only attract events that align from those benefits. Your greatness will not be found in a classroom, an apprenticeship, a teacher, a flattering comment from a well-meaning family member, friends, or lovers. It is within you. It is crucial for you to become conscious of the greatness that constantly flows through you. To do so, meet it in a meditative moment of gratitude and cease to be influenced by contrary points of view. In particularly, watch and listen for the critical comments that originate from your own inner dialogue. When such thoughts emerge in your mind, let them tell you what they want. If you allow those not so great notions to speak, you will always discover that what they really want is to feel good. Give them the time they need to trust that there is no payoff for your existence, and they will happily merge into the greatness within you. Accessing this quality allows you to participate in the greater whole, where the power of the Tao Te Ching flows unimpeded by fearful judgment. Change the way you live by tapping into this greatness, and the life you're living will literally change. The following are the thoughts that Lao Tzu would have had you adopt as he wrote out this verse of the Tao Te Ching some 25 centuries ago. Trust in your own greatness. You are not this body that you occupy, which is temporary and on its way back to nowhere from which it came. You are pure greatness, precisely the same greatness that creates all of life. Keep this thought uppermost in your mind, and you will attract to yourself the same powers of creation. The right people will appear. The exact events that you desire will transpire. The financing will show up. That's what happens, because greatness attracts more of its own self to itself. Just as thoughts of inadequacy act upon a belief that ensures that deficiency will become your reality. Affirm the following to yourself over and over until it becomes your automatic inner response to the world. I come from greatness. I attract greatness. I am greatness. Look for beliefs that contradict your status of being great. Catch yourself in the midst of any utterance that reflects your belief that you are average. Silently speak warmly to that belief and ask what it wants. It may think it has to protect you from disappointment or pain, but it is probably as it probably did in your earlier existences. But with continued accepting attention, the feeling will always eventually admit that it wants to feel great. So let it. You are good enough to withstand the passing disappointments and pain that afflict life on this planet. But trying to protect yourself by believing that you don't embody greatness is overkill. Look for these misbeliefs and give them the chance to transform to what you and they really want. Whatever you desire to become or attract to yourself, make the internal shift from "it probably won't happen for me" to "it is on its way." Then begin the process of looking for even minute evidence that what you desire is indeed on its way. It is crucial to keep this ancient axiom in mind. I get what I want. I get what I think about, whether I want it or not. So think about how fortunate you are to have greatness located within yourself. How can you live the ultimate paradox? You can be greatness and be nobody simultaneously. Do the Tao now. Copy the following words and apply them to yourself. I came from greatness. I must be like what I came from. I will never abandon my belief in my greatness and the greatness of others. Read these words daily, perhaps posting them conspicuously where you can see them. They will serve to remind you of the truth of your own greatness. Meditate for 10 minutes today, focusing on your own inner greatness. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been Will Nemo at The Daily Taoist. We're talking the Tao Te Ching, spirituality, Zen Buddhism, and how to generally get back into spirit and alignment with the way. I have been and will continue to be your guide on this journey of 81 verses throughout the Tao. If you enjoy the content here today, if you could help me out with the algorithms, follow, like, and subscribe on your favorite platform, whether it be Spotify, Apple, Google, and wherever you receive your latest podcast download. Give me a thumbs up. Give me a review on Podchaser. If you'd like to contact me for deeper mentoring, coaching, you can reach out to me at my Twitter handles at The Daily Taoist on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Very active there. As well, I have a TikTok. You can reach out to me there as well. Have yourself a great and positive day or night. Wherever you are on the planet or in the Mandelbrot universe. And as always, guys, I love each and every one of you. Namaste from Will Nemo. Cheers.